Page 77, Unit 18. There is no point in joining environmental agreements like the Kyoto Protocol.
While this is a step forward, it goes nowhere near far enough. This planet is in crisis. Bernie Sanders.
Over the past 5 decades or so, environmental concerns have increasingly been given importance to. Numerous agreements, like the famous Kyoto Protocol, have been created with the purpose of preventing or managing human impact on the environment with varying degrees of success. This raises the issue of whether it's worth joining these agreements. To start with, since the second half of the 20th century, several countries have proven how dedicated they are to engaging in environmental issues and tackling the consequences of climate change. By joining environmental agreements, nations prove their commitment, which is crucial as effective results can only be achieved if participants take their share of the implementation. Another benefit of taking part in such negotiations is that participants are offered a structured way of dealing with the problems given, their actions are coordinated, and the transparency of the process is enhanced. The Paris Agreement is an excellent example of that, as well as of broad participation. Nearly 200 countries actively took part in the negotiations, which has drawn the attention of the public to the issues negotiated. On top of all that, participating nations tend to be able to cooperate more effectively in other areas as well, which provides an opportunity to avoid potential conflicts. However, experts also argue that it's not obvious how we should fight climate change. In some cases, inefficient solutions might be forced, and as a result, implementing them may have even worse consequences. A significant example is the Kyoto Protocol, from which we have several lessons to learn, which are worth mentioning here. In the case of this protocol, readily available substitutes, that is, alternative technologies which could not immediately take over without the significant disruption of the economy, were not always available. Moreover, the science behind the protocol was not firm due to limited availability of crucial data and knowledge at the time. As a consequence of these deficiencies, the implementation hit a brick wall. Apart from the lessons learned from the Kyoto Protocol, I need to point out that some regions can take advantage of climate change and new agreements would negatively affect their interests. By joining environmental negotiations, these countries fundamentally weaken the establishment of a convention. For instance, there are nations that can exploit the enhanced navigability of northern sea routes caused by global warming. Finally, these negotiations might provide politicians an opportunity for acting like advocates of the fight against climate change, whilst they may only intend to increase their popularity. Based on the arguments above, I believe joining environmental agreements ought to serve as one way to achieve a sustainable world. However, that commitment should be combined with strong expertise so that feasibility may be given higher priority to in the future.